Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I'm excited. We are a week away from the Big Dima Show, largest diving event in the world in Las Vegas. We're going to be broadcasting from the show floor to give you a little glimpse behind the curtain next week. But we got a lot of stuff to cover as we lead up to the big event. And to do that today, I'm going to start off the show with my good friend from across the pond. And of course, that would be Roz. Roz, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Greg. How are you doing?
I'm great. Now, you've already started your transatlantic crossing in a boat all the way over here, I would assume, because that's a long way you've got to travel to get to Vegas next week, right?
Yeah, that's right, Greg. I'm in transit at the moment, so I managed to grab 5 minutes to be able to talk to you.
Very nice. I appreciate that. Okay, so, you know, I know you're focused on Dima. We're going to get into that in just a bit, but you also have this big Eurotech event coming up right after. So you're kind of crossing some T's and dotting I's and getting ready for that and getting that off your plate so you can focus on Dima. Is that right? Is that what's going on with you right now?
Yes, that's correct, Greg. It happens 13 days after Dima closes in Birmingham, England, and it's...
Is somebody at your door? Is that an English doorbell? I don't know what that was, but we'll just move on. That's fine.
That's emails arriving.
Oh, okay. Greg. Well, it's very British. It was very fancy. So you were saying...
It happens on the 1st and 2nd of December in Birmingham, England, and we've got over 500 divers flying in from across the world to come and listen to some seriously awesome, exciting talks.
Yeah.
Including the Thai Cave Rescue, Greg.
Wow. Okay, that's going to be huge. I think there's going to be some of those folks at Dima, too. I've heard that. They're possibly
yes.
Here.
Yeah? Rick Stanton flying in, and he's going to be giving a talk with Dr. Richard Harris at Eurotech. And I think Eric Brown is coming to Dima as well, mm-hmm. I've heard. So I know that at least two of the guys are coming to Dima.
Yeah, and they're going to celebrate their success at both big events. Now, there's a lot of crossover between Eurotech and Dima, especially in your world, because, you know, Eurotech's kind of your thing. She's really the madam behind the madness of that event. And so you're working on getting that together, but there's a lot of crossover because, like, some of the people that you're booking for speaking engagements at Eurotech are actually part of the Women's Diver Hall of Fame. What's going on exactly?
Well, we've got two very, really interesting speakers. One is Sabine Kirkow, and Women Divers Hall of Fame have just announced the next intake. And Sabina is in, which is fantastic because she's the first German to be inducted into this. And Woodoff's been going 20 years next year. And Sabine is a fantastic diver. She's a cold water, deep expedition wreck and cave diver. And, nice. You know, she dives sub 100 meters, so that's sub 300 foot.
Wow.
And she's diving in cold water, so 5 degrees centigrade. So that's... about 40 degrees Fahrenheit, I think.
Yes, that's so beyond describing shrinkage and things, even though she doesn't really have to deal with that. But, you know, that's so impressive. You know what I'm saying? Do people just hear about her exploits and say, hey, you need to be in the Women's Diver Hall of Fame and that's how this all happened or what?
Well, she's been a significant force for the good in Europe. For a long time, she's joined a lot of key expeditions around the world. She's dived things like Britannic and Victorian Lebanon. She was a member of MineQuest 2 project in Newfoundland, along with Woodoff member Jill Hynes. and that was a noted Explorers Club exped. Mm-hmm. And she's been doing some stuff in some of the deep mines in Sweden, and she writes for X-Ray Magazine, she writes for Talchen, she writes for Wet Notes and Underwasser Magazine. And some of the diving that she's done, it's very deep, very long, and you just can't blow off your deco to climb out just because you're a bit cold. You have to complete your deco on these kind of dives.
Yeah.
And she's recently co-founded the Baltic Sea Heritage Rescue Project, which is based in Lithuania, and it's to detect and recover ghost fish in nets and to ensure they're properly disposed of and to protect wrecks. And she's working with the Fisheries Association and the local fishermen to protect the ecosystem there. So she's doing some quite remarkable stuff. And the fact that, you know, she's now going to be recognised with Global Stellar Diving Females is just fantastic news.
Well, it sounds like it's well overdue. So congratulations to her for the Women's Diver Hall of Fame. And then she's going to be one of the speakers at Eurotech. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, she's going to be speaking about the stuff she's doing in the Baltic Sea, which is really interesting. And then we've got another speaker called Emily Turton, and it's just been announced she is going into the Explorers Club as a fellow, so which is kind of like the highest level that you can go into the Explorers Club.
That's great. That's awesome. I think Megan Heaney-Greer, this week, she's given a speech, and then she's going to DEMA or something, Explorers Club. So I don't know if she's involved in that whole induction ceremony maybe as well. So she's doing the Explorer Club induction ceremony, then going to DEMA for the Hall of Fame. Is that what you're telling
me? No, she's not. She's being inducted, but Emily is a key skipper in Scarpa Flow in Scotland, mm-hmm. and she teaches navigation and passageway and that kind of stuff at very high levels. And she paired up with Rod McDonald and did some very impressive surveys of two Scarpa Flow iconic wrecks, Hampshire, you must know this poster. You know the poster of a man pointing at you and, you know, we need you. And it's Kitchener. And Kitchener went down on the Hampshire. And she's
the poster that says we need you, like Uncle Sam kind of thing? Or what are you talking about?
Yeah, but it's Kitchener instead of Uncle Sam.
Okay. No. But okay. I can picture what you're saying. I'll Google it. After we're done.
So she's done two very impressive surveys, and she's going to be speaking at Eurotech as well.
But what, are you saying she was the one in the poster or in the picture?
No, she surveyed the wreck.
Oh, okay. All right.
Mounted down on it.
Okay, I gotcha.
She died on this when the ship went down.
When the ship went down. Just want to clarify that.
It's
just the way it came out with that British accent. We have to be careful, Raj. You hear what I'm saying?
Oh, Greg.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, good stuff. So she's going to be part of Eurotech and describing all this stuff as well. And that's great. And she's being recognized as a fellow at the Explorers Club. All these two people you just mentioned, give me their names again. So people that aren't familiar with them, like me.
So we've got Sabine Kirkow.
Yeah. Right.
And then we got Emily Turton, is the Scarpa Flow skipper.
Right. Yeah, I'm going to have to do my homework before I go to DEMA. Are they both going to be at DEMA? The first one you said for sure. The second one going to be at DEMA too?
I don't know if either Emily or Sabine are going to be at DEMA this year.
Oh.
But, Sabine is certainly going to be, I think, beneath the sea for the Wardoff induction.
Well, they're having their big Women's Diver Hall of Fame clapper night or something. I saw the press release. They're having some big shindig with the Women's Diver Hall of Fame. They're not going to go out for that big party?
No, they're not. The big party, Greg, is actually important because it's a fundraiser.
Right.
The money goes towards scholarships, mm-hmm. which people can apply from around the world for it.
Yes.
Scholarships have now closed, but that's what that party does. It's a good fundraiser to raise money for scholarships.
So, yeah, I was thinking I should go and put on a clapper dress or something.
You'd look cracking, Greg.
You think so? I mean, that's the threat. If you don't go and participate, you might see me in a clapper dress at the Women's Diver Hall of Fame party.
You've got the legs for it.
Well, thank you. I think. Maybe I better shave before the big show. I think I'd just go with the natural look. Is that what you're saying, Roz?
I'm not going in there.
As you shouldn't. Oh, boy. But you started it, so I'm blaming you. But, I'm looking forward to the big event. Just overall, beyond those events and getting ready for Eurotech, you're excited as well, I assume, right?
Yeah, it's an interesting time over here in the UK because tomorrow, and I regret strongly not being in England tomorrow, it's the 11th of November. It's the 100th anniversary tomorrow of World War One ending on the 11th of hour, on the 11th day, and the 11th month.
Wow. Okay, that's kind of cool. All right, so you're going to celebrate that a little bit and then make your way towards Vegas and get ready for the big show next week, right?
I'll be in Vegas tomorrow for it, but I will try and find time to stop at 11 o'clock for 2 minutes silence.
Yes, you
even
should.
Even though it's 8 hours behind England. It's an important day. It's our Memorial Day.
Yeah.
You're celebrating Veterans Day, where you celebrate everybody who served, who's alive. We are celebrating and marking and remembering those who died.
As you should. And I respect that immensely, Roz. I look forward to seeing you in Vegas next week. Till then, stay safe and safe travels. And we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. See you, Roz.
You got it, Greg. See you next week.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Explore new places. Make new friends. Do cool things. With more than 70% of our planet covered in water, why limit your possibilities for happiness and enjoyment? Let the National Association of Underwater Instructors, NAUI, lead you in your quest for underwater exploration and entertainment. Visit a NAUI facility or locate a NAUI instructor near you at NAUI.org.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I used to watch you at the improv when I was starting out. Things you made me laugh so hard because I had just started learning to scuba dive. You did that bit about scuba diving and how the whole point of the sport is not to dive.
There's a fish, there's a rock. Who cares? Don't dive.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Look, you know, DEMA is next week. It's going to be massive. It's going to be huge. I'm really looking forward to it. And I'll see Roz from the UK. A lot of our, dive industry friends gather for 4 days, in Vegas. It's going to be a good time. And we're going to be broadcasting from the show floor. You're not going to want to miss it because it always... that broadcast always lends itself to some interesting shenanigans and allows us to catch up with some people face-to-face from around the world. And you get to listen in and get a little backstage pass to the event, which, once again, is trade-only. So you got to be a dive master and above to even get into the thing. But, thanks to your friends here at Scuba Radio, we're able to give you a little idea of what it's like to be there. And then maybe, who knows, maybe in a year or two, you might decide to take that plunge into the professional world of the dive industry, and you can attend it yourself, because it is truly a treat if you're into that kind of thing, for sure. And definitely I am. It's begun like, you know, after doing this show for 21 years, it's like homecoming. You know, you get to get hang out with your friends. I mean, you know, no, that's not even right. It's more like a family reunion. And connected via the web today, you know, I have my, you know, cast of characters. We got Barry Debugger slash Here. Boater. Yeah. And we got Casey the Tobacco Nut.
Hello, gentlemen.
Yes, from the Tobacco Hut there in Newport Richey, Florida.
Yeah, I wish I could join you at Dima, but somebody's got to watch this shop.
Yeah, someone's got to smoke them cigars. So
I'll smoke one for you.
All right.
Just in honor.
That'll work. I might have one while I'm out in Vegas, too.
I'll blow the smoke towards the West Coast.
Yeah, with Jerry the Diver Guy and Captain Walt DeMartini, because they're with us, and they're going to be there. Jerry, how are you, buddy?
What's going on, everybody?
There you go. Jerry the Diver Guy. He's even got his own banner. We're gonna talk about that in just a bit. But Walt DeMartini from the Gomez Hilton down in South Florida, he's going to fly out to Vegas with us next week. Walt, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, Greg, and I just can't wait to get out to Vegas and get on the table out there.
Okay, and that wouldn't be like at the Spearmint Rhino or any place like that. You're talking about a different type of table, I hope.
The crap table. Can I say that word on the radio?
No, but that's
okay. I think you just did.
Correct. No, correct. You said correct table, I'm sure.
No, you can say crap. Come on, that's what we're all about here sometimes.
Well,
let's be real.
Really going to dance on the table again?
You know, anything can happen in Vegas, and, you know, what happens in Vegas shows up on Facebook, so stay tuned. Which lends me to Facebook Live. We do have it going today, but it's only me. Bubble Boy, or CJ and Bubble Boy, both didn't show. I thought Bubble Boy was going to show up today, but he didn't show. CJ has another commitment. He's, he's down, actually down in South Florida, counting votes. Or something. I think he's at a rock concert. I hope he is, because I have a feeling that would not be his scene.
Rock concert?
Yeah. The guy's a rocker, man. Curly
he's cashing
Johnson.
In all his tickets.
Yeah, I guess so. But there's some big event going on down there, you know, that, you know, beyond.
Count the votes the right way, you get free tickets.
Yeah, well, maybe that's what it is. You know, they're going to rock the vote or something down there, because it is a mess. You know, we're based in Orlando, so this hits a little too close to home, but we do consider all this stuff going on in Florida right now with this voting nonsense, Barry's fault, because he's right down there in the middle of it. Well, and Captain Walt, for that matter, you're down there, too. Are you avoiding it like the plague, Walt, or what?
I don't even watch television anymore. That's all it's on now is the...
Turn the TV off and turn the radio up. And just
hang
with
us. Is it true there were several boxes of votes found on the dry martini?
No, those were boxes of goats, not votes.
Goats instead of a... Okay, and that is definitely something we're not supposed to talk about on the air, so let's just leave that lie. But
what, the goats?
Yes. So, you know, next week, though, Dima is going to be huge. I've been crossing T's and dotting I's this week as our plans for all the giveaways and the audience warm-up festivities that we do each morning. You know, so if you are going to the show, if you're going to the Diving Equipment and Marketing Association trade show next week in Las Vegas, let me tell you now, you better show up about 9:30. The show opens at 10. The show floor opens up at 10 a.m. each morning, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And if you're there before the show opens, you'll see myself and the crew. I think Megan Heaney-Creer is going to join us too. Jerry the Diver Guy, Walt DeMartini will be there. You know, our cast of characters are going to be up there on stage. And of course, that's enough to keep most people away. However, we pay you off for putting up with that by awarding the audience with some big, big prizes. And I got to tell you, you know, it never fails to amaze me how each year we end up eclipsing the year before with the amount of stuff we have to hand out to everybody in the crowd to get them excited for the show as they walk onto the show floor. This year is like on a whole new level. We got
to
think.
Did you have to fly in your personal plane just to carry everything?
I'll tell you what. I'm just bringing stuff on carry-on with me on my flight because I can't even ship it all in that regard. But, you know, a lot of them A lot of the stuff we're getting, we got to thank Caradonna Caribbean Tours or Caribbean Adventures. They have hooked us up this year with some extra trip giveaways that are, I mean, this is going to blow some people's mind. We got Fiji, Wakatobi. It's some really cool stuff on top of liveaboard trips with our friends from Explore Ventures. We got dive computers. We got some cool new products that are just hitting the market. Our friends from Reef Safe are giving us sunscreen stuff to give away. You know, we had Lita on from No See Him No More last week. She's giving, I got to tell you, the list is so long, it's going to be insane. The amount of stuff that we give away each morning. So if you're going to the show, you better show up a few minutes early, right before the show opens at 10, because you'll be kicking yourself when you see, you know, your buddy walking down the aisle like, hey, man, I just won a trip from Scuba Radio to Fiji, you know, or something. You know, it's crazy stuff that we have to give away. I'm really excited about it. And we've had to come up with some unique ways to do it this year. And we do have two new contests that we are going to execute for the first time ever at the show. And we've talked about this on the air before as we kind of brainstormed these ideas literally up on the air. And one of them was a life-size mermaid ring toss. Now, it may or may not be a mermaid. It doesn't really matter. But a life-size ring toss. We want to do something more visual and create even more spectacle than usual. So we get these huge inflatable tubes. And that's why Walt DeMartini and Jerry the Diver Guy are coming along, because they're full of hot air. And they're going to help me blow these things up. And literally, we're going to, you know, award people rings. I'll have to answer a question. And then chuck them off the stage and try to hook, literally ring, some humans that we pick out in the audience. This ought to be quite a spectacle. And then we're going to do something very unique with snorkels. I'll tell you about it next as I try to figure out how I can say it and still stay on the air. All right.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Last week, by the way, we were talking about Wakatobi. We got a trip to Wakatobi to give away, thanks to our friends at Caradonna Caribbean at Adventures. And we was like, Wakatobi, what does it mean? None of us knew. But leave it to Dr. Doug to text me over the week, this past week. And he said, hey, I just came back from there. And basically what it is Wakatobi is a conglomerate of the first two letters of the four islands in the area. So you got WA for Wingawangi and KA for Kawapalupa or something, and TO for Thomas and Bianco. Who knows? But anyway, there you go. Wakatobi doesn't necessarily mean anything. It's made up a word of the first two letters of the four islands in the area. So now we know.
It's good luck. WY for Wyoming.
Yes, we'll go with that. Yeah. All right. So what are we going to do with snorkels? Well, let me tell you. We are going to do the Scuba Radio Snorkel Blast or Snorkel Shoot. We're still massaging how we're going to present this, because these are all first-time events that we're going to execute at the DEMA show this year. But basically, we got these snorkels, and I got these little foam Nerf bullets that we're going to stuff inside them, and you're going to do a snorkel blast like you would do if you're clearing your snorkel, and, you know, the highest one to shoot them or shoot it out of your snorkel, or we got a target set up or whatever, is going to win the prize. And I got to say, I got all the stuff today and did a little, you know, R&D with the snorkels that we got. We got to thank our friends at SEAC, by the way, down in Miami. They hooked us up with new snorkels, so everybody competing in the contest won't have to swap spit, which would be nice.
Well, that's a good thing.
And they're very nice snorkels, actually, very nice J snorkels. But I stuffed one of these things in there and did a little testing, and oh boy, are we in for a treat. Man, that thing went when I mean, it was like shooting a dart or something, you know. And it's going to be big, big fun. You know,
so we're going to shoot somebody's eye out?
No, no. It'll be someone we don't really. Well, or we could just shoot them at, you know, Jerry the Diver guy. You know, we'll put protective covering on him or something, you know. So, someone we don't care about whether they live or die, right?
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
The last time you were here, you were talking about you and Emily swimming with sharks.
That's right.
And
I love to terrify my wife.
Yes, and it was your honeymoon.
It was.
And which is, you know, you hear stories about people going scuba diving on their honeymoons and strange things happen.
Yeah.
You were how far down?
I was 100 feet deep.
I don't scuba dive, but that seems deep.
Yeah, it's like the bottom of the earth. It's very scary.
I found a love for me. Darling, just dive right in. Follow my lead tonight.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master. And, you know, I'm kidding. We're not going to shoot those Nerf bullets out of snorkels at any of our crew or anybody for that matter. We got to be responsible about this. We got a target set up, or, you know, I'll tell you what's going to be more fun is just see who has the best snorkel clearing capability. Because, you know, when I did a little testing, I stuffed one of these things in the end of the snorkel and I blew it. I was like, wow, look at that thing go. It's like shooting a rocket up in the air. So we may go, you know, for distance or height or something, you know, as long as we can do it without, you know, knocking out a, you know, a light bulb or something. I mean, these things are really, really soft. Even if they hit somebody, they're
what, you know, about like putting up
extra points for basketball?
Yeah.
What about putting up a basketball hoop or some kind of cutout with a hole and they have to aim it and try to get it through?
Well, exactly. I mean, that's the kind of stuff we're going to do. But we got to get on site to do a little, you know, more R&D and stuff, because this is a whole new contest thing. But just doing it and seeing how well it worked. I mean, you got to remember how this evolved. When we first came up with the idea, I think it was Curly.
Two months ago?
Yeah, Curly came up with the idea like, hey, let's just shoot some gooey mess out of a snorkel. And whoever makes the biggest mess wins. And I'm like, okay, you know, all the cleanup, and that's going to be. And then I thought, wait a minute, hold on. We could turn this into a fun little thing. And so it'll be nice, clean, and fun. But it'll be, you know, we'll find someone who has good, you know, snorkel clearing capabilities, good set of lungs on them. I mean,
so the actual R&D is done one day before you have to leave, or 2 days.
Well, no, I already did it. I know it works. It's just a matter of what are we going to have them. You know, is it going to be accuracy, power, or, you know, distance?
It could be both.
Well, I know,
like
I am.
Blow darts at Drunken Sailor.
Well, exactly. Well, you know, I don't have the Drunken Sailor. I don't think he's going to be showing up at this thing, I hope, because that would just be, accident waiting.
I guarantee you.
Well, he might. You never know.
He's down at the voting board right now, counting votes.
That would explain things quite a bit right now in Florida, for sure. But anyway, you know, we'll be talking about this next week when we broadcast from the show floor there in Las Vegas. But I'm pretty excited about it because, like I said, the giveaways are great. Thanks to our friends at Explore Ventures. I mean, we're giving away a trip to the Galapagos with like a $1,000 dive computer to boot. So it's really remarkable what's going to happen next week, and it's going to be pretty cool. Now, one of the other things we've been talking about the last few weeks is our Rocktober giveaway. Now, we're into November, of course, but through the month of October, we were taking entries to win a new mask with your prescription in it if you need it from See the CRX. See the C, S-E-E, the C, S-E-A, RX.com. And Josh and the gang there were nice enough to give us a really cool prize like that to give away to somebody. And we opened it up for the entire month. and just said, you know, look, give us your name, address, phone number so we can contact you if the winner. And if you want to tell us, you know, why you think you need a new mask with or without a prescription, you know, fill it in. And we're going to draw a somebody at random. Now, I didn't set up the stipulation that that answer to that question had to be creative. But I got to tell you, we got some good ones. And I wanted to go through them. We're going to actually announce the winner, you know, draw a name at random next week. But I pulled a few of that I saw that I said, this is too funny. This is from Adrian. Now, once again, he's in the running. We're going to pull him from all the entries. We're just going to pull somebody from random, and we'll announce that winner next week on the show. But I wanted to go through some of these because I won't have the freedom or time to do this next week when we draw or announce the specific winner. But I got to give props to some of these answers too. Why do you need a new mask with or without a prescription? And this is from Adrian. My seeing eye witch doctor has been telling me I need to wear prescriptions, but I've been resisting because my 16-year-old mask still has some life in it. So aluminum frames will be my reason to make the eye doctor happy and eliminate the reason I fail to see lobster. Okay, I think that's a pretty good reason. And then you got Dave here. He says he's volunteering with a team to excavate an 1820s wreck in Lake Erie. I'm having trouble telling the difference between zebra mussels and a diamond ring. Please help me from giving my girlfriend a zebra mussel by mistake. You're in the running there, Dave. That was good. I love it.
That's funny.
Yeah. Let's see.
He should have just went to Jared's.
Maybe. But then again, he might have went into a different store because he can't read the sign, evidently, because of his glass issue.
What if she likes zebra mussels?
Maybe. Hey, it might be, you know, to a woman's heart through her stomach? No, I don't think so. Anyway.
This begins with K.
Yeah. Dave, he said, since I hit 50, I found that my gauge has gotten smaller. Imagine that. Really tired of squinting. Although the nude pictures Greg talked about on today's show, that may not be a bad thing. So I'm willing to take advantage of winning and risk seeing something scary and unforgettable. Life-altering, actually. That was when we were talking about, like, hey, if you don't go someplace, I might show up naked or something. I don't know. Who knows what we were talking about, but I think.
Well, then he would be thankful he didn't have good eyes.
Yeah. And then let's see. We got one more I'll share with you. See, my current mask is fairly entry level, and I'm now a volunteer as a public safety diver with the local fire department. And the need of a higher quality mask. Well, that's good as well. So, we had a lot of entries. Those are just a handful I wanted to throw out there that answered that question.
Wait.
Yeah. What?
None of those people sucked up. None of them paid you any homage worth a dang.
Well, that's true, but we weren't doing a brown nose bonanza as part of this contest. Once again, I said we were just doing
If you want to win on this show, you better brown nose.
Well, that we want, you know, usually I throw that little stipulation in there, but we did not do that. The idea with this was to do it for the entire month of October to give more people an opportunity to win. And we literally got quoting, Captain Walt DeMartini, a crap load of entries. And we really were overwhelmed with the response. So thank you for that. I'm glad everybody wanted to get in on that. But that was the whole idea. I was like, let's open it up for the whole month, and everybody will get a chance, whether they listen to the show live or maybe they're catching up with the podcast a week or two later. This kind of opened up the floodgate so everybody could get a shot at one of these cool masks from SeeTheCRX.com. So we'll announce the official winner next week on the big show. And who knows? Might be you. And on top of everything else, you know, once again, we have quite a show in store when we broadcast from the show floor there of the DEMA show, which is always a treat, always fun, and usually lends itself to some pretty interesting interactions with my dive industry friends. Because, you know, the diving's not really top of mind as far as going diving, so it tends to be more of a social event, and all the divers get together and, you know, we may have a cocktail or two, drink like fish, whatever the case may be. And that's when the radio gold starts to unfold And
well, Greg?
Yeah. Yeah, Barry.
Every time you say crap, I think Walt takes another swig of his beer. So I think he started early.
Okay. Well, that could be. You gotta work your way into it. You know, if you're not diving, it's okay. You know, don't mix the two. We don't encourage that. But like I said, we're in Vegas. We're not really diving unless you want to run over to Lake Mead, which I've been tempted to do that. Has any of our crew,
Greg,
have any of
I've
you guys?
Been there. You don't want to go to Lake. It is colder than the bottom of the earth in Lake Mead.
Really?
I went to a wedding on one of those three or four of those floating boats.
Right.
Just stuck my toe in the water. I thought I was going to die.
Yeah. Instant shrinkage.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I've heard that, and that's probably one of the things. But I can tell you there's people listening right now in that part of the country, and they're going, you guys are such wusses. Not only can you not count your friggin' votes down there in Florida, but, you know, that's the water's not that bad.
But why you've interviewed people on when you come down and we go on Jeff's dive boat.
Yeah.
You've interviewed people that come down from up north, and once they dive into the Fort Lauderdale waters, they say there's nothing like it. They never want to dive up north again.
That's right. They're jaded. They're spoiled. They're warm water wusses. It is contagious, and I make no apologies for being one.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
There's been some articles on the web lately about how certain chemicals in sunscreens are bad for you, the environment, and are killing coral. A lot of it is overhyped marketing propaganda. Just know, reef-safe sunscreen by Tropical Seas has been independently tested and scientifically proven to protect you from the sun and not harm ocean inhabitants or the reefs. Since 1995, over $500,000 has been spent in testing to prove what it says it is, reef safe. Can other sun care companies claim this level of commitment to back up their claims? Not likely. For reef safe, it's not about the ingredients as much as how they work together to create a waterproof sunscreen molecule that forms a breathable film on your skin. Plus, reef safe biodegrades before creating issues for marine life and the coral we all want to enjoy and protect. Go with the original. Reef safe. For more info, go to reefsafesun.com.
Protect the sea and you and me. Reefsafesun.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I'm going to need you to take every instinct you have and bury it deep, deep down.
Going down on love.
We're going down right now. Wrap your heads around the reality of that.
Going down on love.
Time to musk up.
And I am never
going down.
Never to hear of you going to the surface again. Is that clear?
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I got Jerry the Diver Guy, Barry the Boater Bugger,
here.
Walt the Martini, Casey the Tobacco Nut, and I believe
here.
We actually have the Dive God, Neil Watson, connected via FaceTime or something. Neil, are you with me? Talk to me, Neil Watson.
Yeah, dude, I am here. Okay. I am here.
There you go.
Actually, Walt and I just picked up a new gig to pick up a little pocket change, a part-time job here in Broward County counting votes.
Did he? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah. We're gonna be counting votes, make a little extra money for Vegas.
That's right. Well, look, hey, they can talk.
I thought he said it was counting goats.
Well, that's a whole other thing, and there's a lot of them down there. I got a feeling they'll probably get it mixed up. But yeah, you can talk and count at the same time, or make the attempt, I guess. But Neil, how are you? Despite all the chaos,
man, doing fantastic. Looking forward to DEMA, partying down.
Absolutely, yeah. The thing is, we're opening the show. And I told you about all those prizes and stuff, but I can't forget that we're going to be in the Bahamas aisle in the afternoon to close the show each day, or at least Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, from like 4 to 5, 4 to 6, whatever. And we got a bunch of stuff to give away then too. So you can join us to open the show, win something, go into the show with a smile on your face, and then come on over to the Bahamas aisle at the end of the day and join us for the Bahamas Junkanoo happy hour party, where not only do we have prizes, there's rumors of, there's rumors of rum punch and things like that. But you'll have to come and find out for yourself. But chances are that you're going to, go into the show with a smile, and definitely stagger out of the show with a smile if you join us in the Bahamas. Right, Neil?
That's the plan.
I've seen that happen.
Hey, you can't drink and die, but you go to Vegas and drink and drink.
Okay, that's true. Yeah, we were just talking about that. Not a whole lot of diving going on when we get all these divers together. So you might as well have a cocktail and get a little socially lubricated and network and that kind of stuff. So so we're going to do that. And I know Neil Watson Jr. is going to be there. And, boy, everybody's going to be coming up to him and congratulating him. Right, Neil? How about that?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Got another grandson.
Yeah. Neil Jr. Jr.
Six grandkids and a great grandson. Like I said before, my kids are like lionfish, man.
I was talking.
They breed like crazy and have
no natural predators. True. Yeah. It's funny. I was talking to Neil and Neil Watson Jr. They were in the car when I talked to him the other day. And I said, Junior, I said, man, it'll be great to see you in Vegas next week. He goes, oh, my God, I can't wait. I'll finally be able to sleep. I was like, it's the first time anyone has ever said they're going to Vegas to actually catch up on rest.
Well, I don't. Neil Jr. still has the Watson gene, so something tells me he won't be doing that much sleep.
Well, yes,
He's got his dad's party genes, but
no doubt.
At least when he does get to bed, he'll get under. Uninterrupted sleep.
True. Which would be a good deal. Exactly. He'll get more than an hour or two without somebody screaming in his ear and stuff. It's just part of the thing that you have to go through. He's looking at it as a reprieve, or if nothing else, a good time to hang out with some of his dive industry friends. So I look forward to seeing Junior there, and we're going to be giving away stuff. And I don't know. I'm feeling pretty good despite the fact Florida's all screwed up. Right now, business.
I think it's a good time to get out of Florida.
Exactly, so true. But
I wonder what the odds are.
What the odds are?
Vegas.
What? Yeah, good point. I'm sure they are running odds. Any of our crew been tracking that? What do you think? I know Walt's a betting man. Have you been placing any bets on that stuff, or looking what the bookies are doing in Vegas yet, Walt, or no?
No, I haven't looked at it, but I just hope we maintain the status quo the way it finished, or supposedly finished.
Yeah, well, the more uncertainty is never good for business. Despite your political leanings, left or right, I think everybody can agree that we wish this would be over. Jeez, just end it already. So we can move on. I mean, this uncertainty and this, it creates a black cloud of uncertainty that, the markets don't like and businesses don't like. You want to plan for the future if you're a dive industry professional or own a business like, a dive shop or something. You don't want people thinking about, like, I don't know if I'm going to be employed in a month or whatever. You want the economy to move forward.
As soon as you do the giant stride off of that back of the boat and submerge, You never think about that stuff.
So
that's
true.
The beauty of diamond.
It is. And it doesn't matter, you know, what side of the political fence you fall down on. Underwater, we can't hear you complain. One way or another. And I think that's a universal thing that people can definitely get behind. But as far as from a business standpoint, I mean, we've been seeing some pretty nice gains from, you know, a business perspective in the dive industry. More people are diving. More people are traveling to go diving in cool places around the world. And that's only good for the business, good for the industry. Wouldn't you agree, Neil?
Oh, absolutely. You know, unemployment is at a record low. Wages are up, which means disposable income, and that's what we thrive on. People take vacations when they got the money left over after they pay their bills.
That's right.
We're having a banner year, and I couldn't be happier.
Yeah, we don't want to stop that momentum, I think, is what I'm trying to say. All right, well, Mr. Watson, good to see you. And once again, big Bahamas party next week, and you'll hear all about it on the show. We got hour two, however, on deck still to do. Mermaid Brittany going to join us. We got Terrence Teisel from NAWI. A lot more going on in hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.